So
I have a lot to say.
I don't know what I have to say, really. Like, we watched these three movies, this trilogy, and...
Oh, we sure did watch them.
I know, we watched them all consecutively, back to back. The only break was to go to the bathroom. And to get drinks.
And food. I feel like the decision to watch all three of them back to back very much affected the way, I don't know, like, my reading of them, because I feel like literally after every one I was like, oh my god, we have to watch more of this.
Here comes another one. Literally, DJ Khaled, another.
I mean, like seriously, back to back, I think it was 6 hours.
Ish. Somewhere close.
Just because, under 6 hours.
Yeah, because each movie is almost like 2 hours.
Almost 2 hours long, which I don't know who gave them that much runtime.
It is pretty wild. Like, literally, the shortest one is the third one, because that one's an hour and 40-something minutes. Like, I think it's an hour and 46.
Still way too long. I don't, when they, because all three of these aired on TV, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they had to have been 3 hours long on television.
Yeah, that's what, right? I'm saying. That's why I said, I'm like, Disney literally said, hey, if you don't want to talk to your kids for 3 hours, I got you.
Yeah.
Because that, it had to have been 3 hours with commercials.
Yeah.
I don't know what commercials they show on Disney Channel, because I'm like, they don't show commercials for other things. I think they show...
Kids Bop?
Do they do that?
I don't know.
I have to go, like,
Nerf
watch...
guns?
I would have to watch the channel for, like, a minute, because I'm like, I don't remember what
toys.
Commercials they... No, they don't do toy commercials anymore.
What do you mean they don't do toy commercials anymore?
There's, like, I swear there's, like, a law about showing toy commercials. Or something.
What are you talking about?
I read about this online. I swear to God. There's like a law about toy commercials and showing them on children's channels or something.
You can't advertise toys anymore?
I don't remember. Hold on.
Okay.
Anyway, we watched Descendants.
We watched Descendants.
I don't know if we said that.
No, we didn't. We just started complaining about how fucking long they were. This is something we've been talking about doing for a long time. Like, I feel like we talked about this, like, since we started.
Oh, okay. This is the law. Sorry. So, it's under the children, the Children's Television Act of 1990, a law passed in the closing days of Congress. Broadcasters are not allowed to show more than 12 minutes of commercials on each hour of children's programming.
That has nothing to do with toys.
I know, but it's that lobbyists pushed for legislation have long argued that the shows based on toys should be considered commercials. Maybe that's what I was thinking.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, I think...
I swear it was like, very specific about toys, and like, children's toy commercials or something.
No, no, no.
But whatever.
Sure.
I feel like I haven't seen one in, like, a very long time, though. Mm-hmm. Like, all the ones
a
I've been...
A toy commercial?
Yeah, I feel like all the ones I've been seeing have literally been, like, old toy commercials that they're bringing back.
I swear, like, the last time I watched children's television, which I can't remember when that was, but I swear, like, I was, like, I had, like, a moment because, like, they were, like, advertising toys, and I was like, oh, like, yeah, I forgot about toy commercials. Like, I just forgot how, like, bonkers they are, you know?
True. They used to make them very action-y. Gotta get your attention.
So action-y. Well, yeah, of course, they have to get your attention.
Boom, boom, pow.
it just always reminds me of the Amanda Show. Oops. the Amanda Show, when they used to do the parodies.
Commercial
parodies, yeah.
I love the Amanda Show. That's what they really
what
need
time.
To bring back. They need to bring back something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, there is a new sketch comedy show on Netflix I've been meaning to watch. It's called, Astrologer's Club or something.
Oh, okay.
I know. It has, like, a weird name, but it looks
sounds
like...
Sounds right.
It looks like that one sounds show like on HBO. It's, like, the Black Lady Sketch Show or whatever.
Oh, okay.
It looks like that, but funny.
I still have to watch that, too.
Okay, that's not that funny.
It's not?
It's not.
Oh, that's
it's
upsetting.
Very, it's very disappointing, but...
Because, like, everybody who's in it is great.
Yeah, and I watched a few episodes with my mom. I watched, like, two or three.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I watched, like, one or two with her, and then I watched, like, another one with some other friends of ours. And I was just like, why is this show not funny? We watched a full episode. Hmm. I did not laugh.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And then,
isn't Nicole Byer in it?
No.
No?
Like, they have, like, a lot of people coming in and out to do like skit.
I thought she was talking about being in it. I know I've been talking about Nicole Byer a lot, but I have been like listening to nothing but her podcasts recently.
Oh, I've been meaning to like get back into her podcast.
She has, like, first of all, she has like 4 or 5 podcasts.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
she has one. She has Why Won't You Date Me? we're detracting from this episode so bad, but yeah. I'm going to talk about this because this is what I've been doing recently. She has Why Won't You Date Me, where she talks about, like, being single and stuff, and she has people on and talk about, like, sex and love and stuff. It's great. Mm. And then she has Best Friends with Sashir Zameda. Yeah. which I did not know that they were best friends, but they are, and it's amazing. And I love both of them. And then she has,
wait,
like,
is she that comedian who's, like, kind of, like, monotone?
She was on SNL for, like, a hot minute.
I'm going to just look her up.
Yeah,
continue.
Look her up. You'll recognize. She was literally on SNL, I think, for a season. But she also has a, like, a Drag Race recap podcast. She has another one. Oh, man. I don't remember. I don't listen to her other one. But anyway, she has, like, several podcasts. Mm. So I feel like she covers a wide range of, Anyway, everybody go listen to Nicole Byer's podcast because I love her so much.
I think she's on, that one with some other comedians, isn't she?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I forgot what her other one is.
I can't remember the name of the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
I follow them on Twitter, but I can't remember anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we watched Descendants. So back to Descendants. So we watched this. So let's start with Descendants 1. So my favorite thing is the fun fact that you read to me about this movie as to what the...
Which one?
The first one, where you were like, this is the crux of the storyline.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
but
yeah.
You would never know that because that was not in the film.
Well, apparently it was in a prequel novel.
Goodbye.
But, yes, the trivia fact that I read was that, what was his name? Ben. Prince Ben. Son of Beauty and the Beast, by the way. He had a dream in which he saw a girl who looked like Mal on the Isle of the Lost, and that's why he decided to bring the kids over. However, in the movie, it just starts with him staring out a window, and then he's like, Mom, Dad, I want those villains over here.
I think those villains deserve a chance.
What the fuck, Ben?
They literally were so upset and
that's how we got 6 hours of trash. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks for looking out that window.
This podcast is dedicated to King Ben.
Imagine if he had been on the other side of the castle. He wouldn't have looked out that window.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Imagine.
He could have looked somewhere else.
He could have been looking out at the fucking mermaids. We're already there, apparently. Because that was my favorite trivia fact, was Wheelchair Girl. Because, honestly, I don't know if I would have noticed Wheelchair Girl. I mean, there were some shots that she was, like, very prominent.
And then there was that one span of time where I was just like, no, she's right there. And I kept trying to tell you where she was.
I couldn't see her. That was when they were on the boat, right?
Yeah, she was just, like, in the corner of certain shots. And I was just like, there she is!
There she is, Wheelchair Girl. Yeah, who's allegedly a mermaid. I can't believe they didn't have, like, the daughter of Ariel. Such a popular one. That was my favorite one growing up, I think, was the Little Mermaid.
That tracks.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it does.
Why?
I don't know. You like the ocean. That really
tracks. Okay, yeah.
And you
okay,
also
true,
like
true, true.
The original story of the Little Mermaid where she just turns into foam.
Yeah.
At the end.
Oh, that's so good.
I'm a sea foam.
That's so good. Yeah. And I think he dies or she just decides not to be with him. And then she's like, gotta go. And turns into sea foam and leaves. And I love it. And I.
Ariel has decided to die.
Disney, give me the fucking rights to the Little Mermaid so I can make my own goddamn movie.
No, I think that's in the public domain because the original one is like a Dutch tale.
Really?
I believe it is in the public domain.
Let's fucking do it.
You have to look it up, but I'm fairly certain it is.
Yeah,
there's a lot of random stuff that fell in the public domain.
Well,
like,
it's Hans Christian Andersen wrote it.
Mm. Didn't James Bond fall in the public domain for a minute?
Girl, I don't know. No, James Bond is from, like, the 60s?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I really don't. So, I don't even know why I brought it up.
Oh, yeah.
When they...
So...
initially, they go to the frickin' island. No. They didn't even go to the island first. Like, he was still telling mom and dad that he was just like, I want to bring some of those kids over. And they were just like, okay.
Yeah, wait,
like,
I can't remember. I already can't remember, first of all. Weirdly, we watched this last night.
I'm having, like, total recall. I don't know what's going on. I'm just like, I remember every moment.
Really? I can't remember. Did they start with that? No. They started with him looking out the window and saying, I want to bring them over, right? Well, then we go to the island.
Oh, yeah. Then we go to the island, and then they do the song and dance of Rotten to the Core or something like
whatever
that.
Whatever that was, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of which...
Bad to the bone.
Another fact that I did love is that this wasn't originally supposed to be a musical, but Kenny Ortega got involved and was like, hey, I want to do a musical. And I think the biggest push that he had was just like, I'm going to bring Kristen Chenoweth. And they were like, okay.
Okay, we're on board. Which, okay, so when we were watching the first movie and we were like, the music seems so disjointed and it really is kind of detracting from the story.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, it was clear that this first movie wasn't written as a musical and, like, musical songs were inserted into it. However, watching the second and third one, I felt exactly the same. I was like, this is the same level of, like...
disjoint.
Yeah. So... what the fuck, Kenny?
I really don't know.
It felt
like they were doing, like, mini music videos or
that's
something.
That's exactly what it felt like. Because the... not to go right to the third one, but in the third one, when she's going to kiss a ponytail guy...
Yeah. That was awful.
Sorry for that sound effect, but that's how I feel. When she was about to go kiss him, like, they were in mortal danger at that time. Like, that was, like... and she was, like... gonna kiss him to see if he woke up, and it was just like it had to be like a pop music video, like right at that moment. And then the other two are just watching, like, is she gonna do it? I was like, what's happening right now?
I don't know.
The third one was like particularly egregious with like how music video it was.
I can agree with that,
but I also understand that that's the audience they're trying to appeal to.
Yeah, I think they did it that way. Because you remember, like, when we used to watch Disney... well, I don't know if you did. Disney as a kid.
Sure.
And, like, they would randomly have,
because I didn't have cable.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you watched it. So, like... they would, like, randomly air, like, music videos in between, like, the shows. Like,
no, I do. I remember that.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, yeah. I don't remember, like, toy commercials or commercials on Disney. I remember there being, like... they would literally play, yeah, like, fucking music videos from a movie or something. Or, like, one of their artists. Like, they would play, like, Demi Lovato music videos. Mm-hmm. Like, mini music videos and shit.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, I don't remember commercials. That's what I remember, is advertisements for other Disney shit.
Okay. I mean, I watched Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network way more, so maybe that's what I'm remembering.
Yeah.
Is the toy commercials from.
Now, there, I do remember toy commercials.
Okay, so maybe that's what I'm...
specifically, I remember them on... Cartoon Network. Mm-hmm. For some reason, when it comes to Nickelodeon, the only ones I really remember were, like, advertisements for other Nick crap. Where they were, like, Nick Magazine and, like, the weird pop shit.
Oh, no. There were definitely toy commercials.
I love the 90s Nick commercials. Mm-hmm. So fun. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. There was one time... we should do an episode on commercials.
Why?
Because they're fun to watch. Literally, they are so fun to watch on YouTube.
Oh, like, out of context?
Yes. It is so funny. There was,
well, because,
like
we don't see commercials, or like, you know, because like we watch so much streaming now.
Yeah,
now they're kind of like, oh, a fun little thing.
Yeah, but back then the commercials were like kind of funny.
Yeah,
now I feel like they're trying a little too hard. Like the ones that I do catch, I feel like they're trying a little too
hard. Well, production quality is way better. Yeah, so they can do so much more with commercials now.
Yeah, but then they have like nothing to do with the actual advertisement.
Yeah, no, they're just to grab your attention.
They're like, here's a mini film.
See,
car insurance.
See, I feel like if we did an episode on commercials, it would just turn into a media studies class. Because like when you're viewing commercials, like you have to view it in the context of like the current economy.
That's true.
Of the country.
That's why I like watching the old ones, because I at least can kind of at least remember a little bit.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
So, I love the fact that they, they just shove little music videos in there.
Well, that's how, yeah.
And then, but my favorite one was the Kristen Chenoweth song.
In the first one?
Yeah, where she was, when they were in the Hall of the Villains or whatever.
The wax figure the villains, way, which was bonkers yeah. and yonkers.
By the way, they have, like, a museum of, like, evil or something.
Oh, my God. That was so funny when we were talking about this in the third movie.
It makes no sense.
They were all just like, oh, how did this happen? It's like, you literally keep all your magical items in one fucking building with rooms connected to each other on display, no less. Like, with one security guard who is, like, 97 years old. That was my favorite part about
What's really funny is they feel bad about, like, they would feel bad about laying that old guy off. And yet, the dad, who's king, who just gave his kingdom to his son when he turned, like, 16 or something.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
yeah.
You're not even old. Straight up. You're, like, in your 40s, maybe.
Straight up. That was, okay, that was something... I was thinking about this, I think, in the third movie. I was thinking about it, and I was like, why did they make him king so fast?
Yeah.
Why did they do that? And then they got married? Like, it was weird. That was weird.
No, in the third one, when they got engaged, that, like, literally made no sense.
Well, I think it was just, like, oh, a big event. Like, but...
They were, like, a big royal event.
He could have been prince the whole time. I mean, I get... The whole, like, coronate, like, I don't know.
Their dating span was too short.
It was way too short, and also, they're too young, and I can't get into the actual specifics of this movie, or I'm gonna go insane.
Do you remember in the second one when Daenerys came?
What?
When Daenerys came to visit.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was fun. That was fun.
Maenerys Targaryen.
Well, okay, my favorite part about that was that the 11-year-old... on the Isle of the Lost, was just like, girl, you look bad.
You're bleached out haired.
She was like, washed out blonde.
The best of no world.
I don't know where your face begins and your hair ends. I was like, damn. I loved that little child.
Dizzy. Oh, she was great.
Yeah.
And then they brought a different one in the third one. I forget what her name was.
A different what?
Kid.
No, that was the same kid.
No, I mean, they had, instead of featuring Dizzy, they had the other kid in the third movie.
No, that was the same. She was also in the third movie.
I know, but she was only there for a little bit, and then
the black girl. Yeah, Dr. Smith's daughter.
Yeah, the guy from Princess and the Frog.
Princess and the Frog.
Only seen the movie once, don't remember the villain.
I thought it was interesting which villains they picked. That was something that was interesting to me, which villains they picked to be the featured, you know what I mean?
Like
to
the main ones.
Yeah, because Beauty and the Beast as the king and queen made sense to me. I was like, because Beauty and the Beast is such a classic mm-hmm. One.
Yeah.
But, and then you had Audrey, who is Sleeping Beauty's daughter?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So that also kind of made sense to me. I was like, oh, these are, like, classic. And then the villains they picked, I was like, kind of just feels random. Yeah. Kind of just feels like you were like, these seem fun.
No, the worst part was the names that they gave them. The names they gave all of the kids were dumb.
Oh, well, yeah.
I was like,
I mean, yeah.
Everyone goes from having names like Maleficent. I mean, Mal is, like, adjacent. So it's like, whatever.
One of the trivia facts I was reading, I think, said everybody's, all the kids' names are just, like, they all just all start with the first letter of their parents' names.
Hmm.
So, like, Mal is Maleficent's daughter. Evie, you have Evil Queen.
Yeah.
Carlos is Cruella de Vil. Jay is Jafar. So, like, everybody's, like...
Is Jay short for something?
No, I think it's just Jay.
I'm a little annoyed by that.
Ben is Belle and Beast, and then Audrey is Aurora.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
Doug is Dopey, right?
Jane. That doesn't matter. That doesn't
Fairy God... Shut up.
Fairy Godmother Jane. There they were just like, let's just be fun.
I guess they couldn't think of an F name.
Faith.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah. That would have been cute.
Let's tweet at
She looks like a Faith. She should have been Faith, not Jane. Jane is dumb.
One of the trivia facts was that this was her debut acting role. And I was like, that explains it. can we talk about Lonnie for a second?
First off, before we talk about...
Can we talk about my wife, Fa Lonnie?
No, it wasn't Lonnie. It was Lottie.
It was Lonnie, dude.
No, I think it was Lonnie.
No, it was L-O-N-N-I-E. It was Lonnie, as in Uncle Lonnie. Like...
Hold on.
Which also makes no sense. Well, I guess Mulan, so you have Lonnie. I don't know. I hate it. Oh, I hate the naming.
Hate the naming. It's terrible. Maybe it was Lonnie, you're right. Maybe.
She was... First of all, she was a wife. And secondly... I'm so upset she wasn't in the third movie.
Okay, so I have a lot of thoughts about specifically Mulan's daughter.
Okay.
The wig they gave her in the very first movie, I know they were like, oh, we need to change her hair. Like, that's like part of the whole thing. But that wig was
that
awful.
That wig was the best.
And it made her look like she was 37.
It was the best
I was
wig.
Like, why is this grown woman in this room?
She showed up. I was like, wig. Oh, that was good.
But
oh.
She was also, like, so, like, very much taller than everyone else.
That's true. She was taller. Well, because I think she was supposed to be, like, athletic.
I know. Yeah. But the thing is, like, in that wig, in that dress, in that... Yeah. And she was tall. She just looked like someone's mom.
It was bad.
And I was like, why is she here?
Another interesting thing is this, like, if this movie had come out in, like, the early to mid 2000s, mm-hmm. like, I feel like it would have been exactly on point. Like, that's how everybody was dressed. Like, that's how it felt.
Yeah.
Like, except for the, maybe the style of music, because I did feel like some stuff they were doing was very specific to the late 2010s. Mm-hmm. But, like, the rest of it, I was like, this could have been 2004.
Yes.
Like, straight up.
It could have been along the era of, like, High School Musical.
Absolutely. Well... It's Kenny Ortega, but still, yeah. Like, still, like, everybody's costuming and, like, it was just, like...
Oh, do you know what I think their I Don't Dance was?
What?
What's My Name?
That's I Don't Dance?
I feel like it might... I think it might
have been. I Don't Dance is a gay anthem.
That's true.
What's My Name was Rihanna.
Yeah.
Knock Off Rihanna, which I loved her. I loved Knock Off Rihanna.
Uma.
Yeah, she was great.
Ursula's
I'm
daughter.
I'm really upset that we didn't fucking see Whoopi Goldberg.
As Ursula.
Ursula.
It's very upsetting.
Also,
that CGI where she turned into a fucking octopus. Also, the CGI where they had the dragon. Loved that.
There was a lot of it, too. She turned into a dragon. Well, the first one, Maleficent, turns into a dragon. And then the second two, both of them, Mal turns into a dragon.
Yes.
That was a lot of dragon work.
Do you know what...
Oh, wait. No, I have another trivia fact. Sorry. Another trivia fact is that the dragon, I think it was in the first one that I was reading, took over 2,000 hours to animate. 2,000 hours. And that's what we got.
And it looked that bad.
If you have not seen this movie, just go Google it. Just go Google a screenshot of that dragon because it is pure trash.
It's hilarious. It really is hilarious at how bad that dragon is. I was thinking about it, and the dragon in Shrek looked better.
Yeah. Well, Shrek was an animated film.
So they can CGI a dragon that looked like that.
It just is the dragon from Shrek. Shrek's Disney, right?
No, it's DreamWorks.
Oh. That would have been funny if it was the dragon from Shrek. That would have been so funny if Shrek's, like, son had passed.
That's what we needed.
Oh, please.
That crossover.
Oh, that would have been
Aurora,
great.
Do you need a boyfriend?
Oh, my God. That would have
so,
been
a pivotal...
Aurora really bounced around. No, not Aurora. Audrey. Really bounced around.
Yeah.
To guys. Because she was with... Ben,
mm-hmm.
in the first one, which I still want to talk about the fact that they were fully dating, pre-engaged, whatever.
Yeah.
Then Mal puts a love spell on him, and then he's like, I'm in love with Mal now. I'm cool with this, even though I know it was a love spell. Bop-bitty-beep-bop.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like Audrey's, like, actions in the third movie were completely justified.
I agree with that. It It was very weird. I was going to say, that was, like, a weirdly crucial plot point that was in the first one. It's, like, a big plot point in the first one of itself.
Yeah.
And then, also, it just comes back up in the third one, and it's, like, a huge plot point. I'm like, well, I'm glad that we had to address this, because that was, like, a huge thing that you guys just were, like, And even then, well, when we got the third one, he still, Ben really didn't give, like, a good answer as to what happened. He was just like, I'm in love with her. We're getting married.
It was very, I was like, okay, I get that the concept is, like, you know, the prince of the good guys and the daughter of the most evil witch, they're falling in love. I get that as the concept. But, like, why did you have to do it that way? I was like, what are you teaching kids?
I know. If anything, they really should have just had them, like, betrothed or something.
What?
Like, we're going to try and bridge the gap between the good and the bad by having you betrothed or whatever.
Oh, they that would have just been interesting. No, see, I think it would have, I think they just should have done an organic, like,
that feels like it may have, would have been more organic, because it sounds like a, like, some form of diplomacy, and at least it gives agency to why they're getting married so quickly, or, like, why they need to be married by the third one or whatever. At least gives it, like, gives some type of rationale to that. Because, I mean,
that's true. See, like, I wouldn't have had them get fucking married at all. Like, why get married?
Oh, no, they didn't have to do that. But if they were going to go that route,
they
that
would have sure did that.
If they were going to go that route, that's what would have made more sense.
True, I guess. But then that would have, again, we're talking about the actual plot of this movie, which I can't get into, but that would have, well, no, I guess that would have been motivated on, like, Maleficent's part. She still would have
gotten off the island.
Well, she's, yeah, like, she still would have, like, had opportunity to steal the magic. Anyway.
It would have been, it just would have made a lot more sense, I feel. Instead of them just being like, we want to give them a shot. Let's let them come to school with us. It's like,
no, but, he had, okay, that, but he had that dream, remember?
I know, but we really need to talk about that, because he's like, hey, they, like, we're just completely overlooking the fact that there's that whole white savior thing where Ben's just like, I think we need to help them out.
Totally.
The people who live on this island are poor as shit.
Yep.
They steal from one another because they're that poor.
Yep.
Like, no one has anything.
Nope.
And,
well, to your point, like, who are the rest of the people on that island?
Yes, that's what I was like, who are they? Were they, like, was it an Australia situation where they just, like, dumped these villains on this island and there were people already living there and then they trapped them there and they're like, what the fuck, now we're poor, we can't even fish.
Yep.
Or,
no, see, I think, yeah, I think they were just, like, that was, like, poor island, and they were just like, let's put them there, teehee, there's already people there, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, I think the people living on that island, like, we're already there, and we're already poor, and so they were just like, let's put them there.
Yeah, and then
because who cares about poor people? Am I right, Disney?
And then at the end, fucking, whatchamacallit, Ben was just all like, or they were like, I think it was really more of, like, Evie in the third one, where she was like, we got out, we need to help them, because she was, like, making money and shit. It's like, she was,
she was a fucking full-on fashion designer.
Yeah, even though she's literally a queen. She's, or literally a princess.
No, like, but they explain that.
No, they don't, they don't recognize her, but I'm like, the evil queen was married to that dude. She may have been, like, a murderer, That's true. She was the queen. She was the queen. Wait, she had a daughter.
Wait, what story is that?
Snow White.
Snow White.
Yeah, she was the queen.
Oh, that's why they had her get together with Doug.
Yeah.
Oh,
which was stupid. Bleh, I was
that
just
makes
like,
sense.
I was like, y'all Gross. Are being too, like, on the nose. Like, hee hee. I'm like, stupid.
Wait, sorry.
Doug is Dopey's son, was, if anyone was wondering.
Yeah. If you haven't watched these movies, which you should. But who was Dorian Gray? Who was he the son of?
He was
our favorite redacted. His name was not Dorian Gray in the
Prince Charming.
It was Chad. Prince Charming of who? Of what?
Where is Prince Charming from? Oh, Cinderella.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. I was like, I got very confused.
His name was Chad Charming.
His name was Chad Charming.
I hate it.
And he was quite the redacted. And
there, this movie was full of them. Oh my God.
This, okay. So, I don't know, like, what I was quite expecting, but there was such gay undertones and yet so much heterosexual propaganda.
It's in very this film. Conflicting.
It is extremely conflicting. It conflicts itself, like, constantly. Although, I think that those two are good as canon at the end of the third one.
Oh, yeah. Gaston and Jafar's son.
Yes. Yeah.
Jay and... I don't know what the other guy's name is.
I think it was...
Gus.
Gil.
Gil, that's what it was.
It was Gil.
Gil and Jay. They decided at the end, they were like, let's go travel the world. Let's go travel together. And I'm just like, oh, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, they decided to go adventuring.
I was like, that's a big gay boat ride if I've ever heard of one.
Although I think, I was rooting for Hook and Jay. They had way more chemistry.
Oh, they had a lot of sexual tension. They just seemed like people who, like, have probably done that before, but...
have probably done that before.
And probably will again. And with his best friend, no less. Are they even friends? They don't really treat each other like friends. That's a very confusing thing with these, like, with the main group of villain, or the main group of villain kids.
Yeah.
Or VKs, as they're called by the third one.
They literally had a song about it. That voiceover where she's like, blah, 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 villain kids, or VKs. And then they just have a whole song called VK Day. I was like, I like that we had to throw that in the voiceover so we'd understand what was going on in the opening musical number.
I love that where you're just like, oh, it's VK Day. We're here to raise you out of poverty. Who gets selected? It's like Hunger Games, but better. You go to school.
Big scream. A lot of issues with the concept of this. But go on about the main group of kids.
Oh, yeah. So with the main group of kids, I feel like they're actually friends. When it came to, like, Uma, Hook, and Gil.
Yeah.
I don't know. They
Well, they were kind of like, just like...
reluctant friends. Like, the outcasts. The outcasts of the outcasts.
Yeah, that's kind of what it felt like to me. Like, they were, like, truly the, like, they had... The main four were, like, the squad. And then these other ones were just kind of like, we're over here because we weren't, like,
they're basically popular. In a gang.
They're well, in a gang. She says that in the first one, which, first of all, is one of my favorite lines. Where he says, do you date much? And she says, no, we're in gangs. What does she say? What is the line? It's so funny. She's like, no, we don't. Oh, no. Because he says, is this your first time? And she says, we don't date much on the island. It's more a bunch of gangs.
I love that.
Oh, that was so funny. Priceless. That was gay representation right there. It really was.
Yeah, there were a lot of queer-coded villains. Jay and Carlos were very queer-coded.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Like, I mean, I didn't necessarily get that so much from Evie and Mal. Like,
except for that song they had.
Yeah, that was a very gay song.
That was, like, all of a sudden they just had their own little, like, moment together. I was like, okay.
Oh, that was their gotta go my own way.
It really was. It really, really
was. It
was
right after Mal got bangs.
She really did get bangs.
And those were good bangs, actually.
No, yeah, that wig worked for her.
I actually like that. That was probably my favorite of the... Actually, I really like the third hairstyle, too.
Everybody's hair looked the best in the third movie.
It really did.
That was definitely everybody's best hair moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they actually kind of had a good budget in the third movie.
Yeah, what was funny is in the first one when you were just like, why does her hair look different? And I'm like, I swear they lost the wig.
No, okay. At the beginning of the movie, she has pinkish purple, and it's longer, it's down past her, like, chest bone. And then, like, they're at school, and she's definitely got a bob, and it's more purple. Although her hair color changes a lot throughout her, like, Mal's specifically.
Yeah.
There's, like a just out of nowhere, she just has different colored hair, like, a lot. Like, it's always purpley toned, but, like, sometimes it's more blue, and sometimes it's more pink. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. What's funny is that they describe that it's not natural. They definitely go and get their hair done.
Yes! That is weird. But it has to be somewhat natural, right?
Like, genetic.
Because they're villains. That's what I assumed.
I did too, but then they were like, oh no, we go get our hair done. And I'm like, oh, you can afford to go get your hair done, I guess?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good point. No, see, I thought, See, I think because their hair, like, their hair is colored, it's because they're, like, evil, like, powers sort of thing.
That's what I thought. But it appears it's not that.
Again, queer coding, if you have colored hair.
You're obviously in a gang.
Yeah.
And also bad. Love that.
And also gay. What was I going to talk about? I've lost my train of thought. We talked about our hair for too long.
We got lost in the hair. Got lost in the bangs.
Lost in the wigs. Oh, those wigs. My favorite part.
I swear they lost the wig in the first one.
Probably. They just had another purple wig lying around. They're like, here you go.
They're like, well, this is, we still have the one that you guys said you didn't like in the first test. And they're like, well, we'll just use that, I guess.
I mean, sure.
We are not spending any more money on this.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what I liked versus, like, besides.
I liked Ben the most in the third movie after he had got turned into a beast.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was what I liked him the most.
Yeah. Well, you said the biggest plot twist was how unproblematic he was.
Yeah. It really was. It was.
The funniest was her suggesting that they close the barrier. I know.
That was literally the funniest thing. And the third movie is just like, they're like, oh, what should we do? And she's just like, I think, and this is just coming from me specifically, I think we should close the barrier and trap all of those villains inside. We just can't risk it.
She's like, I hate my fucking dad. Okay, when her dad was Hades, I screamed.
That was so funny. Just the idea that happened.
Well, and it was introduced, like, very casually, too, wasn't it? Like, they just, went to his house. First of all, he was, like, attacking her in that first scene.
Yes.
He was, like, full-on, like, blasting her in the face. And then, so I was like, okay. And then they went to his house, and then they sang a song about
how he's a bad dad.
How he was a bad dad. And I was like, okay, I guess he's her dad. Which, talk about gay representation. That was so, like, literally the line where she was like, Mom might be crazy, but at least she stuck around. And I was like, well, I didn't expect to relate to this. But here we are.
Who knew it would take all the way to the third movie?
I was like, wow. Yikes. Really digging deep here, aren't we?
What a hilarious plot point that was. Also, Cheyenne Jackson as Hades was pretty funny. That was
great.
That was a bad wig, though.
I liked him. Oh, that was a terrible wig. But I liked him. I liked him as Hades. I liked Hades' character design. That was the thing, too. Like, the costumes, like, everything was just, like, bonkers. Like, top to bottom, everybody was just, like...
I think they were trying to give him, like, a blue pompadour or something, but I'm like, why don't you just... give him a pompadour then.
No, he had almost like a mohawk.
I know, but
if you didn't shave the sides, like,
I know,
if you just like grew your hair out long and just like put it right up.
Yeah, I think they should have just given him a pompadour though.
Why? Then he would have looked like. Then it wouldn't have looked like the flames.
I think it.
They were just imitating the flames of the animation,
like a really big one, like, you know, like in anime when they have like this dumb at like.
I don't think it should. I don't think it should have been because his look was punk.
I mean, you can still do the pompadour and be punk. Have you not seen Japanese anime? Have you not seen anime?
Have I not seen anime? I've never seen an anime in my life. How dare you? How dare you insinuate that I watch anime?
Hold on, because there's like one specific... Maybe there's like one specific guy I'm thinking of from...
You're thinking of...
anime. No,
this I dude. Know exactly who you're thinking
this
of.
This dude.
Yeah, I... Yeah, yes. I was like, no! Disagree.
I think his name was Tokugawa from Shaman King, but love that pompadour. I think they should have done something like that.
Disagree 100%.
Or even better, I think
he should have had a mohawk. I think it should have been like an actual traditional
mohawk
because his look was very like 80s punk. He had like a leather vest with studs and like ripped sleeves.
Or they could have done something like that.
No, still disagree.
I I disagree.
Still 100% disagree. I think that would have translated completely wrong to real life. Whatever. If they do a live-action Shaman King, I will be happy to watch a pompadour. But no.
I think that would... I don't know. In my opinion, I think it would have worked.
They should do a live-action Shaman King. I would watch that.
I would, too.
Again, I've never seen an anime, but...
Well, Netflix does a lot of those adaptations, so that would be interesting to see them do that.
Yeah, I never watched the Fullmetal Alchemist one.
Oh, really?
I never watched it. Wasn't it bad?
It was meh.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't great.
Death Note.
It absolutely was not, and they're doing a second one of those.
Oh my god. I feel like the scale is like Death Note to Bleach. And then Fullmetal Alchemist like falls in the middle.
That's fair.
Anyway.
Who else was I shipping in this? I really don't like.
I told you, I was, like, kind of shipping everybody. Like, two characters would have a conversation, and I was like, yay!
What I absolutely was not here for was the disintegration of Doug from movie one to three.
Oh, yeah. No, because he was not that bad in the first one.
No.
Like, you and I agreed, like, because we were talking about it, we were like, oh, normally... The nerd character is, like, really gross, but he's not. Like, he's actually kind of cute. Like, he was, like, nerdy cute.
And then they made him gross.
Yeah. They made him extremely gross. He was wearing khakis
in the last movie. He was, like, wearing a full-on khaki outfit on.
When you pointed out in that one scene, because the rest of them are literally clad in head-to-toe leather. First of all, in the third one, everyone's wearing a motocross outfit. For no fucking reason. But the rest of them, there's a scene with, like, 11 of them. And they're all wearing head-to-toe leather. They've all got these, like, bold, dark colors on. And then there's just fucking Doug. He looks like he's just head-to-toe khaki.
He looks like he came from the accounting office and is like, guys, you're over budget.
They were like, get in this scene. Okay.
Get in the scene.
I want a screen cap of that scene specifically where they're just all standing there and then there's just fucking Doug.
You know what? I can do that. I'll put it on our social for promotion for this episode.
Please
because
find that
it
for
was
me.
Hilarious.
It was too good. Yeah. One of the trivia facts was about how like there were certain they had pointed out the whole thing with like Audrey being Aurora's daughter and how that was, like, ironic about Mal ending up with Ben instead because she was the villain of that story.
Yeah.
So I think that they, like, what I'm saying is I think that there was some thought put into...
The irony of the storyline.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so, I don't know. Wait, let me go find, because there was, like, another one that I was like, oh, that's...
I guess, the thing is I guess, like, because I was wondering why they, like, I know you were saying, like, Beauty and the Beast is, like, very classic Disney, so it made sense to pick
it
them.
It is.
But I'm like, I mean, I get that as well, but I was, like, wondering why they specifically chose him, because I was thinking about, like... The storylines of those old classic films.
Yeah.
After you said that. And I'm like, okay, well, Beauty and the Beast, I guess he does live in, like, a huge fucking castle. And I was wondering why at the beginning of that story, he gets cursed because he's, like, an asshole or whatever. But,
Yeah, right?
I know, that's the funny thing is I'm like, in that story, they tried and they're like, we don't want any more magic here because... Magic has been a bad thing, and I'm like, okay, but the Beast was cursed for being an asshole. He literally was...
He, like, deserved that.
Like, she came there, like, being like, hey, will you help me? I'm a poor bitch. And he was like, fuck you, you're ugly. And she was like, okay.
That was the point... That was the whole point of that fucking movie.
Yeah.
Was that Belle was, like, taught him to be better or whatever. So... Yeah, now they're blaming magic? Like, no, it's because you're an asshole.
And he wasn't even cursed by a witch, I don't think. I think it was, like, a fairy or something.
No, I think it was, like, a...
Like, it was supposed to be, like, a...
You know, your run-of-the-mill witch.
No, but you remember, like, in the animation in the very beginning, it was, like, a... what the fuck? Stained glass. And, like, she was ugly, and then she reveals herself to be, like, this beautiful woman in, like, white or something, and was just like, you're a bad
person.
I think she was a witch.
I mean, I guess. I mean, witches don't have to be, like, have black hair and stuff or look like Lana Del Rey. I just assume that they all do.
Like Lana Del Rey.
I mean, have you seen The Love Witch? Out. That's basically the blueprint for that character, I feel.
That's true.
They were like, Lana Del Rey in the 70s.
That is exactly how they pitched that. I literally can't find this fucking trivia fact. Oh, yeah. Okay, so here we go. Oh, yeah, no. It's just about...
I did just love about... Aurora's hair in the last one.
Oh, yeah. Actually, me too. Especially since they had that terrible wig on her in the first one.
Wait, in the first one? No, they just gave her bad extensions. You remember, well, like, where her hair was, like, really... In the very first scene we saw, it was like...
Oh, it was bad.
Really curly.
You could, like, see the roots. You could see the highlights. Oh, it was pretty bad. It was,
like, a solid curl, though. Like, a cylinder. On the side of her head.
She had just come from the wardrobe department. They were like, take that curl out. She's got to go. 3, 2, 1, action.
Let me brush it first, please.
Please. Yeah.
Oh, what were the, results of the fanfic search last night that you...
Oh, I told you, I, was surprised because, well, let's see. I just wanted to know, I'm just always curious who people are shipping.
Yeah, like, what the top, rankings were. And that's what I was interested in, too, because you were like... Because I'm like, okay, what are the actual fans of this shipping? Because I'm like, I was shipping what I was visually seeing on the screen.
Me too, but it seems like, wow, what? Okay, sorry. So the top one, the top one is Evie and Mal.
Weird.
The second one, well, they had that song. The second one, and they are, like, I don't know, they have, like, that cute, like, what did we say about them? It seemed like they would, like, try to date, but then be like, nah, no, we're actually just friends.
Yeah. From lovers to friends trope.
Yeah, lovers to friends, exactly. The second one is Jay and Carlos, and...
Warranted, because they do...
Yeah, but they didn't have that...
They don't have that much
chemistry.
They had
less moments than Evie and Mal, to me.
I don't know, they just had, like, weird chemistry in, like, one of the films, and I was just like, what's going on? Where it seemed like they were just... I don't know, maybe it was they were just in close proximity. I don't know.
Well, they had, yeah. I don't know. I felt like the main four had, like, good, like, friend chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think the reason they're the top two ships is because it's just, like, everybody just putting the main four together.
Yeah.
I feel like that happens sometimes with, like, again, like, the fans of this could be, like, literal, like, 12-year-olds. So that's fine. If that's okay. If that's what they're doing, they can do whatever they want.
You know what? They were receiving a lot of conflicting messages with queer-coded villains and
heterosexual propaganda.
They're like, we're pairing them up like this, except for in the last one where they were just like, no, we're putting together Jay and Gil.
Yeah.
Because obviously they're
that was
both buff, dumb, and very gay, I guess.
Yeah. So then the third one is Ben and Mal. The fourth one is Harry, Hook, and Uma.
Weird.
Yep. Then it goes Doug, Evie. Then it's then it's Evie and Mal, like, not slash. So it's just them, their relationship, platonic relationship. Then it's the main four, just platonic relationship. Then it's Jane and Carlos.
Okay.
Then it's Gil, Harry, Uma, as an OT3, I suppose. Which, you know, okay, sure.
Pirates.
I loved that they were pirates, first of all. And then the last one is Ben and Carlos.
Now that's surprising.
I know! That's why I was like, what? They only have 163 hits, but they're on the list. They're on the top 10.
Well.
Yep.
That's quite a lot.
They made it. They're number 10.
That's not many fanfics, but I'm sure there's one out there that's, like, really the best one, and everyone's like, you have to read it.
I'm shocked that Uma and Mal are not highly shipped. They, had so much, like, not, like, romantic chemistry, but,
or
like...
Or at least, like, ex-girlfriend chemistry.
Oh my god, like, they, to me, they read so queer-coded. Like, so, like, Uma, like, was gay and, like, whatever, and, like, Mal ditched her as a friend, so she got upset because she really had feelings for her, and then now Mal's off on this, like, hetero lifestyle, and Uma's like, I literally want nothing to do with that, but I still like you.
Yeah.
Like, that was totally what I was reading from their relationship.
I can agree with that just because of how pissed off she was at her.
So mad.
And, like, it seemed, her anger just did seem a little unwarranted. Like, if she wanted off the island, sure, I get that, but, like, she seems, like, particularly pissed off about certain points of her life. She's like, oh, you're gonna marry him now? And I'm like, yeah. Why are you mad yes, about that?
Exactly, exactly. And then at the end of the second movie, she, like, steals him from her.
Yeah.
Like,
in very Little Mermaid fashion.
Yeah, very Little Mermaid fashion.
Like mother, like daughter.
I'm upset we didn't see... I think I'm upset we didn't see more live-action villains. Like, the actual villains themselves, not just, like, the kids of the villains. I would love to see Captain Hook.
Oh, true.
That would have been so fun.
I mean, I also kind of wanted to see Gaston because they apparently he was still alive.
I love it when you pointed that out. I was like, wait.
No, and he's, like, literally the only villain from the villains that dies, really.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
yeah,
I feel like the other ones, like, go away or mm-hmm. something like that.
Or they're, like, banished or, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, no. Gaston literally falls off a cliff and dies. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I'm like, so how was the other guy born? Well, maybe
Disney
maybe he knocked some other chick up before he died.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe, I mean, maybe. It seems like, I mean.
No, I feel like they make reference to him saying something to his son. Like, his son, like, quotes him or something. I don't know. I don't remember. But anyway, Disney can rewrite its own canon, I guess.
Also, I was very confused on how that school worked.
What, Arnon Prep?
Yeah.
Why?
It just seemed like they were arbitrarily going to classes. There was no, like, structure or anything.
Well, that's par for the course.
Or, like, oh, I'm a senior or something. Like, I couldn't tell. I'm like, when do you know if you're done?
Nope.
There was no graduation or anything. It was just like, suddenly Ben didn't have to go there anymore. He was king.
He was king.
He's like,
to be fair, yeah, he was king. But they were also, like, hanging out at school.
Yes. So I'm like, I'm very confused.
I don't know. Yeah.
You're still at school, but you're also king.
Yeah.
But also, why are you king? Because your dad is literally still there. It's not like your you died.
Still, I know.
That's, like, usually what happens. You become king because the dad is really old. Or the,
yeah, like, they, like, stepped king, down. Yeah.
Yeah, they stepped down because they were old as fuck and couldn't do it anymore. Or they die.
Or they die.
That's the only way how you become the next king is supposedly how it happens.
Not in the United States of Oridon.
I forgot that that was a plot point. Uh-huh. It was like, and made the United States of Oridon. I'm like, the USA? I have to scream.
I have to scream.
There's so much about, like, the underlying of this movie. There are so many underlying things that I'm like, what are you trying to teach these kids? What are you subliminally telling these children?
Yeah, yeah. The main love story being, like, the biggest one for me.
Yes.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, it's very, I picked you out and shook you up and turned you around and now you're no longer poor. So thank me for that. I raised you out of poverty.
I mean, I also kind of wish there had been, like, a little bit more, like, exploration of, like, the, like, kids, the VKs. The VK's relationship with their parents, you know? Like, we kind mm-hmm. of never went back to that. It was about Mal, obviously, and her mom, but, like, the rest of them, it was just kind of like, now they're separated from their parents and, like, bye, and, like, I yeah. don't know. It's just, like...
They just all got emancipated and were like, bye, crazy parents!
Yeah, and, like, I don't know.
That's just, like... I mean, it's kind of funny, though.
It's, yeah.
This is really a story about four emancipated children living their best lives.
And the fact that, like...
In the great U.S. of A. The land of opportunity.
I just feel like they were, like, shitting on single parents. That's all. That's what I felt like.
They're all technically immigrants.
What?
They're all the VKs, they're immigrants, technically, because yeah. they come from that island.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Another interesting underlying storyline in this movie. They came here the right way.
I hate it. Thanks, I hate it.
I have to scream. I know that's what you're trying to say, Disney. Don't think I don't know that.
Yep.
Oh, watch this episode mysteriously disappear.
Tee-hee-hee. Fuck you, Disney, even though we watched these movies. I think the third one was probably my favorite.
Yeah, I can agree. It had the best songs, but for some reason, the sound mixing in that one was, like, really weird.
It was really weird, but we were also not watching it, really.
Well, once you got to the songs, it really kind of, like, threw me off because I'm like, again, the sound mixing was weird. Especially in the first couple of songs.
Yeah.
I feel like later on in the movie, it was fine,
you
but, like,
it was
like,
really loud because, well, because we had to turn the second one up because, remember?
Mm-hmm.
That was what was weird. Because the second one was, like, low. So we turned it up. And then the third one came on. It was like, I was like, okay.
Are you ready? Everyone's got better wigs.
Say my name. that was the second one. But, yeah, no, I liked the third one the best. I think because of the, just all the, oh, that's my stomach. all of the villain kids running around together.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, this is what it should be. This is what the whole thing should be.
Yeah.
I don't care about the rest of it. I don't care about the plot. The love bullshit. Obviously.
Yeah.
Is anybody surprised that I don't care about the romance?
See, that's why I was saying it.
Are we shocked?
It made more sense. It would have made more sense if she would had been betrothed, because then she could have been like, I don't want to get married. And then eventually her and Ben fall in love later on.
Yeah.
Then I would have been like, sure, as long as it's not, like, literally a focal point. And it was, like, a focal, like, because in the first one, it wasn't as much of a focal point until she did the love spell to try and get the wand. Then it became a huge, focal
yes.
point.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm like, why? And then
well,
she
the
wasn't
fact
even,
that they...
she wasn't even into him, really.
Yes! Thank you! Like, she wasn't, and then they had one scene at the lake, and she was like, maybe I like boys. And then, I mean, he was literally dating Audrey, and just decided he wasn't gonna do that anymore.
He's like, yeah, you know what?
Because I could have seen, I could have almost seen if they had been like, okay, he was dating, like, you know, the typical scenario where he's already dating this girl because of social status and whatever, but actually she's really mean and he doesn't actually like her. He's just dating her because of blah, 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 blah. But up until they cast the love spell on him, it seems like he's genuinely into Audrey.
Yeah, I think they were trying to allude to the fact that Audrey was kind of mean, but... snobby.
Yeah, like, that was my problem. I was like, I didn't get, like... If it had been that typical love triangle scenario, I could have seen that. But up until that point, like, he was dating her and he was fine with it, seemed to me. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. Well.
Again, getting into the actual
plot of this movie.
Who cares?
This trilogy is quite the ride, I will say that. My favorite part was at the end of the first and the second one, where they were like, oh, you didn't think that was the end of the story, did you?
That was probably
I was waiting for it at the end of the third one, where they were just like, oh, you didn't think this was it? And it's like a spinoff about the two going on a fucking road trip on the ocean.
Oh, I would love that.
I would love that. I would actually like to watch more
Let's
of that.
Let's watch that.
I would like to see Gil and Jay adventuring around and fall.
Let's get Gil, Jay, Hook, and Uma all on a boat, and they're, like, sailing around the world or whatever, and they're discovering shit. Oh, and Lonnie. Lonnie can be there, obviously. And then there's a love triangle between Hook, Gil, and Jay, and then Uma and Lonnie are just, like, quietly being lesbians in the background.
I love that.
Like, there's, like, intense gay love triangle drama, and then the other two just, like, quietly get together in the background, and they're just like, yep.
I told you, my favorite plot
line... We're badass.
Line, my favorite underlying plot line that they weren't trying to show me, but I saw it anyway, is how Lonnie became the first captain of the Swords and Shields team, and in doing that, it secures her future role in bringing democracy to... the U.S. of A. and becoming the first female president.
Right. Yes. Yeah, that can be part of the plot of our spinoff.
Yeah, she goes around helping people, and they're just all like, you know what? We love you. We want to vote for you.
We will vote for
you.
We
wish you could be the whatchamacallit, but she's not technically royalty.
Yeah. She takes down the fucking, what's it called? Monarchy.
Yes.
Oligarchy? It's not
an oligarchy. No, it's a monarchy.
Yes, I know.
I think oligarchy is when the church is involved or something.
Yes. I think my other favorite thing, the last thing I'll say, is that the end of the third movie when Mal is just like, you know what? It's not good enough that I'm Queen of Ordon. I need to be queen of fucking everything.
I'm Queen of Ordon and the Isles.
She literally said, I want that too.
And you know what? Her mom said at the beginning, we're going to take over and blah, blah, blah. And then she said, I don't like we in that scenario.
Uh-huh. Yep. She really did.
So she turned her mom into a lizard and keeps her in a box.
She really did that.
I think she's still in that box.
I think she's a compelling... She's definitely still in that box. I think she's a compelling female protagonist.
Yeah.
I have to say, I really liked the...
Casting?
Sure. I mean... I liked the fact that this seemed very female-focused.
I agree.
Because Mal was the main character. Like, her relationship with Evie was never, like, contrived. Like, I felt like they actually did have a very good friendship. Then, like, the main villain also became a woman. Like, mm-hmm. first it was, like, her relationship with her mother. And then there was, you know, and then Uma was, like, your main villain in the other one. So it was, I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
I was, like, it seemed very female-focused. And there was a lot of, like, undercutting that with, like, Ben. Stupid Ben.
Yeah.
But,
very problematic, but also just, like, why are you here?
Ugh, blah. No, in, like, the end of the second one where they're fight Uma and, Uma turns into a giant octopus. And Mal turns into a dragon and they're, like, fighting. And I was like, first of all, I wanted to see them fucking smack down. And then Ben just jumps into the water and he's like, oh, ladies, let's not fight here. and then everybody applauds. It's fucking
stupid. Yay! Fucking stupid. You did it! You stopped the fighting! Now let's dance.
The girls are fighting! But yeah, I did like how female-focused it was.
That last dance number in the second one was a lot to process.
It went on for too long. It was too much slapping around. And like, the boat was like, kind of had like, water in it. So they were all like, let's splash each other! Like, why?
I love High School Musical too.
God. I would say watch these, but
definitely take a pause.
Yeah, don't watch them back to back. That was exhausting.
Maybe watch them 3 days in a row.
That was exhausting.
Maybe that may even be too close together.
Watch like one a week.
Test it out.
And then watch High School Musical.
Because when we were watching it, I was definitely like, oh, there's definitely only like 30 or 20 minutes left. We're like, we're halfway through the movie.
Nope. Yeah, no, that in the second movie when she and, when Evie and Mal were singing to each other, and I was like, oh, we have to be like 15 minutes from the end. Nope, we were halfway through. Halfway through the fucking movie.
Maybe watch half a week.
Yeah.
An hour a week, and then you'll finish in at least a month.
Pace yourself.
But anyway.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah. All in all, was it a fun watch? I don't know if I can call it. Yeah.
Oh, I thought so.
Yeah.
I thought so. I think it was just, like, exhausting doing it all at one time.
I agree.
That's all. That's why I had to go to bed directly after that.
I have to go to bed.
I was like, should we record? And then I was like, I need sleep.
Fair.
Yeah.
But all in all, fun time. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Highly recommend.
I have no idea what our next episode will be, but...
It's a surprise.
It's always a surprise.
It's Yu-Gi-Oh! Part 2. Did we ever do that?
No. I don't think
so. We didn't? We never talked about Yu-Gi-Oh! Again?
We'd have to go back, though. I'd have to go back and refresh.
Oh, right. Oh, right. Because neither of us ever continued watching it far enough to actually do a second part. That's right.
That's what it was.
We should watch Yu-Gi-Oh! GX. That's another one I want to do.
True, but I also have to rewatch that.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
I mean, it's on Hulu.
I mean terrible. It's some of the worst. But anyway. It's my fave.
Alrighty. Thanks for listening, guys.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.